Zimbabwe's next president arrives to a hero's welcome on Wednesday as thousands of supporters packed into the ZANU-PF party headquarters to see him. Mnangagwa fled the country after being sacked 2 weeks ago. He's extended an invitation to citizens, regardless of political affiliation, to work with him to improve the economy, create jobs, and stamp out corruption. The new leader carries a huge burden of expectation to usher in a new era following nearly four decades of Mugabe's rule.
Yes, superficially change has come, but what can we expect from them? You know, I'm really asking myself, after working together for the past 37 years, what change can they bring? Will our people be happy, or will our expectations be delivered under this new dispensation?
Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa and the whole of Africa, but right now it's in the doldrums of poverty. It's now like just a basket case. So we want all those farms which had been taken to be brought back to those who are able to farm, to do something.
Mnangagwa said he would spell out his vision for the country at his inauguration on Friday, after which he'll name a new government.